I'm Phil Pringle, and welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you are in the world. C3 Church Global is a family of almost 600 churches around the world, and this podcast is all about equipping pastors and leaders to lead healthy, growing, and multiplying churches. We are Christ-centered, Spirit-powered, and Connect-driven. Every week on this podcast, you will find new and uplifting content to strengthen you, equip you, and help you lead others into a relationship with Christ. You'll find a mix of devotionals that build your faith and your relationship with Christ, as well as rich and empowering conversations with leaders and friends in ministry from around the world. We also bring inspiring testimonies and updates from our pastors and churches throughout the C3 movement on the 64 nations that we're present in. Here's this week's podcast.
Welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. I'm Megan Halverson, and alongside my husband Lars, we pastor C3 Church Darwin in the beautiful Northern Territory of Australia. And we're also privileged to serve as the C3 Australia Regional Directors. We love this nation. We're filled with so much faith and vision for the future. And we're believing for life-giving churches within reach of every Australian, because there are so many lives that need the hope of Jesus. I'm honoured to share a short devotional with you today to encourage you wherever you're at as you follow Jesus, as you minister for him. We often pray for God to do a new thing. It's a great prayer to pray. We don't want to stay stagnant, and we look to him for a fresh new thing. But what I've found as I continue to step out the will of God for my life is that sometimes that new thing isn't necessarily a whole new thing altogether, but it might be a refresh of something that's already existing. You know, just recently, I was standing in our church on a Sunday morning in worship, and our team, who do an amazing job, they began the song. And it was a song that we've had on our set list for probably a couple of years, so I was very familiar with it. And I quickly fell into that trap of just thinking, here we go again. I was probably a little bit tired of the song. I was just going through the motions. But for some reason, as soon as I began singing that day, this fresh touch came from God. I suddenly looked at the lyrics in a whole new way and got revelation in a new way on the love of God. I felt God's presence just hit me. I got quite teary. I had the full God moment in the middle of this song that we had done for probably over 2 years and I was very familiar with. And I love moments like that because they're a great reminder that God is always in to doing a fresh thing in our lives. God is in to keeping things fresh in your life too. You know, I love Jesus in that moment we read in John 4 where he has the woman at the well and she comes to him and, you know, he reads her mail a little bit and they have this conversation, but it ends with him saying something quite profound to this lady as they drank water. And he said, "If you knew who I am, you would be asking me for a drink and I would give you fresh living water." And I love that. Jesus is into fresh living water. He doesn't want us to live out of the old. He's always into the fresh. And what he gives is living water to our lives. The scripture I want to share with you today is from 2 Peter chapter 1. And here in this passage, the Apostle Peter is speaking to the believers in the church in Asia, and he kind of knows his time is nearly up. He's just been downloading the foundations of the kingdom, the virtues, the character qualities, because he knows he wants to impart things that are actually going to make these believers go on from strength to strength, continue to be fruitful for the kingdom even beyond his time. And so he's kind of been downloading all of that. And then we get to these couple of verses in verse 12 and 13 that I want to read to you. Verse 12 of 2 Peter 1 says, "So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body." You know, here we see that clear, determined focus of Peter to remind and to refresh the foundations of faith to the believers. And the interesting thing here is we note that they're not new Christians. They're not new believers. It says that they'd heard these things before. These things were known to them. We also hear that they're established in faith. So they're obviously doing quite well. But even still, Peter has this conviction, I need to keep reminding and I need to keep refreshing the foundations of the kingdom, the truth of the kingdom and of faith to you. I think we can learn so much from this as believers today. So I want to share just a couple of thoughts, a couple of applications from this that we can apply to our lives as we follow Jesus and as we lead where we're called to. The first one is simply this, we all need a regular refresh. We all need that new thing. We all need a freshening, a quickening of the spirit on the things that we've already known. You know, as human beings, we don't have to think very deeply to realize that we're prone to forget. We're prone to even become familiar with things that are actually quite sacred and important. And if you've been around the kingdom for a while following Jesus, it's very easy to fall into that trap where you just become familiar with things that you've heard before. It's like, well, I know that. Well, I've heard that. But I love this thought and it encourages me. We all need a regular refresh. You know, when you go to a web page that you visited frequently on your device or on your computer, quite often it would default to the last version of when you viewed that website. And what we often need to do is we need to click that refresh button. We need to enable the most recent version to come up. And it's amazing when we do that. Sometimes we discover whole new information's been added, updated details, and sometimes even a whole new look. There's so much power in just clicking that refresh button. And I believe in a spiritual way, sometimes we need to do that too. We get caught up just defaulting to the old or what we've known or what we've been established in already. But we need to click that refresh spiritually and allow God just to put a fresh touch on things that we already know. And I think a key to this, of course, is just having a heart that is humble, that is hungry, that just is continually going to God saying, God, do a fresh thing in me. Lord, let me not rely on the old, but do a new thing, do a fresh thing. Refresh those areas, those foundations that I've been established in.
Hey, everyone. I believe in the local church. Ever since we started our church way back in 1980, we've been planting churches all around the world, in major cities, villages, towns, and we have seen ourselves plant churches now in over 60 nations in the earth. Last year, we planned to plant 20 churches, and we ended up planting 45. This year, we're going to plant another 42 churches. I'd like to invite you to become a partner with us in this grand plan that God has called us to, planting His magnificent church all around the world. It's not an inexpensive exercise to plant churches. It costs a lot to support pastors when they're just starting out, and their families and their structures, their circumstances, renting houses, needing a car. And in some of these places, they're very poor. And we want to help them rise up and plant great churches in their nations. You can help us by jumping over to our website, C3 Church Global, and there you will find a giving section. And you can give towards helping us plant churches all around the world. I'm praying for you that as you give, the blessing of God will rest upon your life in abundance. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
The second point that we can glean from this passage is that it's not always a new thing that's needed, but a refresh on the same. You know, sometimes in life, and particularly in ministry life, we can get weary or discouraged at times, and we kind of look for that bright, shiny new thing. We just think, if I change that completely, if I go there, if I do this, if I just start a whole new thing, then that'll be the answer to my frustration. But what I've found sometimes is that God actually just wants to refresh what we're already doing. Because one of the core kind of foundations of the kingdom is faithfulness and consistency. As we know, we're called to make disciples of all nations. We're called to keep loving people, loving God, loving our cities, loving our communities. And the reality of ministry life of following Jesus is it a whole lot of the same thing. We're called to keep praying. We're called to keep reading the Bible, to keep discipling people, to keep creating an environment in our churches where people connect with Him. And a lot of it is this same. But I believe even in the same, God can bring a freshness. And so consistency and faithfulness is required. but we can actually find a freshness in that. I remember when I was probably about 18 years of age and I had just finished high school, I was doing some Bible college training, but I'd also just started university training to be a teacher. But I had these huge chunks of time kind of in the middle of the day often where I could go home between my lectures. And I just had this season where I was just leaning into God. I was just looking to Him for my future, saying, God, what do you want for my life? And I remember in some of those moments, I would just spend time praying in my home with no one else there. And in those times of prayer, there were just some significant moments where God's heart for people just came on the inside of me. And I remember just sometimes weeping, other times just feeling like God's heart was in me as I prayed for people that didn't yet know His love, as I just caught onto His heart. And that was a profound moment for me. It actually kind of, if I look back, it really set the course. It set a foundation in me of carrying His heart for people that has kind of fueled every area of ministry that I've since walked in. But I know today, I sit here 25 years later, I can't rely on that old revelation of God's heart for people. If I want to keep being fresh in ministry and in leading, I need to keep going to God saying, God, give me again your heart for people. Give me your heart for building your church and allow that to be a fresh thing within me. So I'm not sure what it might be for you. Maybe God is wanting to bring a refresh in a certain area of your life. Maybe you're facilitating a connect group right now. Maybe you're using your gifts and ministering and serving in a particular area in your church. Maybe you're planted and leading in a particular church. Maybe you're the pastor and you are leading. And maybe you've kind of fallen into that trap that we can all fall into where we get weary doing good. We get a little bit dull in what God has called us to. Well, I want to tell you, God wants to bring you fresh life. He wants to do a refresh in your life, in that area, in all that you're doing. He wants to reinvigorate with passion, with revelation. He wants you to see once again with eyes of the kingdom the impact that you are having. And I believe as well, He wants to refresh your strength and the grace that you have to keep doing consistently and faithfully all that He has called you to do. So my prayer from this devotional, from this scripture, is that each of us would go to God once again and say, God, do a refresh in my life. Bring that fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit. Keep reminding me, Lord, keep refreshing in me the foundations of faith, the preciousness of the kingdom, the great call that you have for our life and for our communities. And maybe like Peter, you might just need to be encouraged today to keep doing that for others as well, that when you disciple others, as you minister to others and love others, that you would not hold back from just reminding and refreshing those foundational truths of the kingdom and allow the Holy Spirit to move upon that. So let me pray as we come to a close. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would just do a fresh thing in every person's life who's listening to this. Lord, we ask God that you would just go before us, that you would put fresh passion, fresh revelation of all the things of the kingdom. Lord, let it be like a living stream of living water inside us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a pastor or a leader, we'd love to connect with you throughout the year, around the world, at our regional gatherings. Are a great opportunity for pastors to come and discover who we are as a movement. Or if you simply want to come and be refreshed and blessed, you're more than welcome. If you're interested, reach out at hello@c3churchglobal.com. That's hello@c3churchglobal.com. See you again soon.